Hey everyone, happy Memorial Day. It's Monday, May 25th, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Leo Duran. Today, an update on unemployment extensions, the future of the Major League Baseball season, the safety of swimming pools, and how we might be eating out this summer. A report released Friday by California's Employment Development Department indicates that unemployment in LA County rose to a staggering 20.3% in April, with coronavirus-related business closures putting roughly one in five LA workers out of a job. Here's David Wagner on what kind of assistance those waiting for unemployment extensions can expect this week.
That's right. On Wednesday, the state's unemployment office is going to finally start processing those long-awaited extensions. And, you know, just to back up and explain here, so normally you can't collect unemployment for more than 26 weeks in a single year. So there are some people out there who became unemployed before this pandemic hit, and they may have already run out of benefits by now. You know, in some cases, they've been going months without payments. But the Federal CARES Act did add another 13 weeks of benefits for those people. The problem is California hasn't processed the extensions yet. Officials say it's a really complicated process. But, you know, I spoke to people out there who've run out of benefits during these tough times. They say they've run out of savings. They're afraid of losing their homes. One worker in Thousand Oaks said that she's now relying on her adult kids to buy her food. So people are getting pretty desperate for that financial help. The state says it is coming this week. They're going to start filing those extensions later this week. They're going to contact people by mail and online about how to certify for benefits going forward. But take until June or even July before people start getting payments again.
Memorial Day marks the unofficial start of summer, but this summer is unlike any other. With major professional sports canceled, baseball fans are eager for our national pastime to return. And like so many things in our new reality, the challenge is how to do it safely. Here's Take Two's A. Martinez on what baseball can look like in the era of social distancing.
Well, the future, whenever it does happen for baseball, will be empty as in empty stadiums. There will be no fans at any Major League Baseball games that happen in 2020. But that's if they get on the field. The owners and players are still negotiating the terms of what a season would be like. Right now, the owner's proposal has them showing up to the stadium with their uniforms on. It has them not allowing to shower after the game and use their facilities for hydrotherapy. And the players are backing off a little bit on that. They're saying, look, we need to be able to do certain things at the stadium that we normally would. And they also don't want to take too much of a salary reduction. So when indeed they get back on the field, you might see some players in the dugout wearing masks. You definitely won't see any fans or any hot dogs or beer in the stands, but it'll be a much different game for at least one season before we get back to normal, possibly in 2021.
One certainty of summer in Los Angeles is hot weather, and of course, the joy of swimming in a pool. But safety remains a big question. Sharon McNary has more.
I know, and I'm such a swimmer myself. I got my goggles on. It's not the water that's going to be the problem. Public pools in Los Angeles County are just not open yet. The water's not the problem. If there's chlorine in a proper amount, it's not unsafe to swim in. The problem is all the other people at the pool who might be carrying the coronavirus. Think how close you get to people when you're at the pool. They're hanging on the wall, in the lanes, they're in the hot tub, they're doing water aerobics, and they're very close to you. That's the challenge facing pool operators. When pools reopen, maybe in another month or two, there might be very different rules, like when you can go and whether you'll have a locker available, how long you can be in the same lane with somebody else. Swim lessons for kids might be transformed. So for now, if you want to swim safely, you know, find a backyard pool, make sure there's not too many people there and that there is enough chlorine in the water. You can get these little paper strips very cheaply at the local swimming pool store or go open water swimming at the beach, but still maintain your physical distance.
And finally, for many, summertime means alfresco dining. And as restaurants begin to reopen in a limited capacity, they're coming up with creative ways to help recapture a sense of normalcy. Our food editor, Elena Shatkin, reports on how our experience might be different from what we're used to.
Well, you might be eating in the streets. So dine-in in restaurants is not allowed in Los Angeles County, but when it is, a lot of restaurants might be moving outdoors. And that's because there might be regulations that limit how many patrons they can keep in their interior dining rooms and how far apart the tables have to be. So several cities, including Long Beach, Pasadena, and Sierra Madre, are already moving forward with a plan called Open Streets, which would allow them to transform sidewalks, parking lots, parking garages, and in some cases to actually close down streets so they can put tables out there. And that helps the restaurants because it expands their capacity, it helps their bottom line, and it keeps patrons further apart. Plus, you get some nice al fresco dining.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.